Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today as we talk about the latest on WOTUS. Back with Scott Yeager of NCBA in just a moment.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Payseens Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch Production Sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
On this Inauguration Day 2017, things are going to start to change at EPA in regards to the Waters of the U.S. rule that's out there currently being litigated in the courts and on hold as a result. Scott Yeager with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says with the new administration coming in, Scott Pruitt as the new EPA administrator eventually will make a difference, but it'll take some time. On a more immediate basis, the Supreme Court has decided to step in and give some direction as to where WOTUS should be litigated at within the federal court structure.
Well, where we're at with the lawsuit is that we are in the courts right now fighting the rule. How that's playing out currently is that we are on two different levels of the court. So we have the meat of the case, or the merits briefing, is taking place in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is based in Cincinnati, Ohio. We actually fundamentally disagree with the case starting at that level. Our position is that it should start at the district court level, and that's just reading the language of the Clean Water Act, which dictates where these type of cases start. WOTUS starts at the district court level. We've also asked the Supreme Court to look at that issue of which court it starts in. And the big news here is that last Friday, the Supreme Court granted our cert petition to hear that issue. That's big news. It's great news for cattle producers and any landowners across the country, because it shows that the Supreme Court is interested in WOTUS. They're going to hear our case this spring. They're going to determine where our case starts at. So we're going to continue fighting this battle.
Beyond the court battle, Scott Yeager says that NCBA and other groups continue to talk to lawmakers about the overreach of the WOTUS rule.
The rule overreaches federal jurisdiction. If you look at the Interstate Commerce Clause, which is the underpinning of all federal jurisdiction for all regs and laws, the WOTUS rule goes above and beyond. So it's really capturing every waterway from navigable water, which is what's written in the Clean Water Act, all the way to, ephemeral streams, which are features that only convey water when they're rained on. So we see it as a big overreach, and that'll cause a big impact on our members.
Now, the hope of NCBA and other agricultural groups regarding WOTUS is that with the new administration officially taking over on this inauguration day, things are going to start changing regarding the Waters of the U.S. rule and other federal regs that they feel are overreaching.
That's some good news, is that the Trump administration has stated that WOTUS is a priority for their administration. It's on their transition website. So we're going to be working very closely with the new political leadership at EPA to show them, this rule failed, and to hopefully influence the agency to reconsider the WOTUS rule. How we would hope that plays out is that the EPA reconsiders it, ultimately withdraws it, and starts fresh.
NCBA's Scott Yeager, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.